Man, so this is the fourth Sunday, hence the fourth light shining. And I was wondering why I kept asking for it until I remember Jeremiah was a bullfrog. I'm like, I don't know if this is the season for Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Was a good friend of mine. And so, but yeah, this he's like, oh yeah, Crystal, your recommendation. Sometimes I have to wonder about you. And all you can see him nodding like yes. So I'm not lying. So, as I've mentioned before, unity is a little different. Instead of hope, we have faith. I'm looking for out there somewhere that is a possibility, right? But faith, we anchor in on faith because we realize that need is present with and for us right here, right now. And so, that is why unity likes to deal with faith. It's also what we know, strong foundation is faith. And then we get back into step with peace. And of course, if you have this foundation where you realize, where you know that God is all, that God is good, and that no matter what is going on in your world, that you can have faith that God is with you, and that what will manifest for you is greatness, then it is easy to lay down your fears and move right into peace. Yes? When we really have that knowing that right here, right now, is where no matter what the tornado is, if I am standing there in the eye of the storm, there is just stillness. There's peace. And it's God's peace. I need to do what the divine in me is guiding me to do. I can hear it. And it doesn't matter what's going on out there. And then unity had to screw it up again. Well, we didn't screw it up. We just made it our own way. We're unique. To switch things around, we decided to move love over. Because, of course, once you have all these tools of I'm standing strong in faith, and then I have peace, love just comes out of us. Because once all that fear is gone, once all that illusion is gone, love just is allowed to rise up within us, as the truth of us. And it is that as a humanity. It binds us in peace. It binds us in faith. And once we have all three of those, how can you not have joy? Which is today. How can you not, when you realize that God is good and here all the time, God's working for me, I just need to be open and around and open that I have peace, and peace will allow me to hear, to be who I am, and comes up. And anytime prayers are answered, anytime you get a gift, anytime someone smiles next, there's a joy that bubbles up, yes? Even when you're in a grumpy mood, you might go, what are you smiling at? But there's something in there that kind of pops up. Joy and love of peace and of faith. So that's why we stand upon joy right now. Because we move through this adventure. Advent is a part of the word, is root part of the word of adventure, of life. And we realize that we cultivate joy by appreciating the gifts of grace every day that we live, and that is of life. And once we do that we realize that the true meaning of Christmas, yes, the Christians say Jesus is the reason for the season, but the true reason for Christmas is the realization of who he symbolizes within us. And that is, he symbolizes an expression. Jesus represents God's idea of man in expression. That's the reason for the season, for us to remember who we are, that each and every one of us are made in the image and likeness of God, not just one man. That is the beauty of what Jesus taught us. Jesus never said, I am the only one beloved. But he did say, I am the beloved of God, but I'm not the only one. He spent all of his teachings trying to teach the disciples to release, let go. I am not the only one. I am here to be with you, to teach you. that we are all it. And so Advent is that coming to knowing of that, is the coming into being that Christedness, that truth of who we are. And we use this beloved baby child as the supreme person who, through birth, not just through the birth, through the embryonic state, was given the tools that metaphysically Charles Fillmore wrote out for us. And the tools which allows love to blossom and which brings up joy, the joy for the gift of the divine to come through in and as us, the joy of the blessings of greatness to be made manifested in, through, and as each and every one of us. Christmas isn't just about shopping until you're dropping. Christmas isn't just about rustling and tussling for that toy. Christmas is about you and me realizing that we are it, that they're not it. I'm it. We're all it. So if we're all it, we're here all to bring joy to one another. If I am it, I'm here to bring peace, love, and lift you up in faith. And so are you for me and each and every person. That is the truth of the Christed being that we are. The time we learn from Keep a True Lent. So when he talks about a new race, he's talking about a new human race, a new humanity. The advent of the spiritualized man. This will be brought about not by a miracle or about the fiat of God, but by the gradual refinement of the man, of the flesh, into man of spirit. So each Advent, it doesn't take each Advent, it doesn't take a year for this to happen. That isn't the gradualness of it. It happens day to day, moment by moment, situation by situation. Advent is the time of which we collectively do it, which makes it stronger, more palpable. We feel it if we're all doing it. We can feel the hope. We can feel the light. We can feel the knowing. Forget the hope we have in faith, knowing that whatever the perceived elements of the world are, that they're not the truth. Because we know the truth because we are the truth. We are the Christed. And that brings us and the world so much joy. Dear ones, we are pregnant and we're about to give birth. Each and every moment we are pregnant with something different, something that is divine. Not only are we pregnant to give birth to a thing, most importantly, we are pregnant to evolve into the truth of who we are, to free ourselves from the shackles of this world and get with it, to get with it that no matter what the world says that we are, you can safely say, I am the Christ and I am evolving, getting to know this. We see Jesus as a baby coming out helpless. Thanks to the biblical story of Jesus, we see Jesus evolving into the Christed, even through the Bible. That is why the Fillmores took it upon themselves when they went into New Thought. That's why they were kind of kicked out of New Thought, because they were too Jesus-oriented. But the Fillmores loved the story of Jesus because they recognized that the Jesus story is our story. The whole Bible is our story of evolution. If we know how to understand it, we can use those to repent, turn ourselves around so that we are standing firm in faith, that we can bring peace to our world and everyone else's, that we can exude and send love out everywhere as that golden ball that I talked about. No matter who they are, no matter what they are, I will love you because I see you as myself. Now, don't force anyone to love you, but, you know, that once you consciously, there is a consciousness. You know, there's a sacredness. You can send love, but you can't force anyone to love you. But if you send love out, just send it out without expectations, it will always land in the right place. It might not be landing in the place that you were hoping it might land, but it will always land in the right, correct place. Just do it because you are love. You are the expression of love. Just do it because you are that manifestation. And through that, joy comes in the morning, joy comes in the afternoon, joy comes all around. And so we continue with this season, listening to what Emily Cady says. Again, Jesus represents God's idea of man in expression. Emily Cady says, he came to bring good news of great joy, which will come to all the people, which is Luke 2:10. She goes, news of what? News of salvation. When? Where? She continues. Not salvation from punishment after death, but salvation from mistakes and failures here and now. Beloved, we aren't here with a punishing God. We're here with a God that knows that somehow once we were a baby, we forget ourselves. And through the loving guidance, through all of our mistakes, through all our challenges, the messages that keep coming to us is, you are my beloved. You are highly favored, each and every one of you. You are my child. It is all right. I will love you. Salvation is there. The salvation is there because in the Bible it states that God's joy. Thank you. I went from grace to God's joy is our strength. God's joy is our strength. And because God's joy is our strength, anytime we express that joy, not just joy of things, but joy of the giving and the receiving of greatness and of beauty that is of this world, not the illusion of the material world, but that which matters. The world that we're in awe of, the beauty that is the truth of the world, the beauty and the awe of the truth that make us up. We can find strength to overcome any of the challenges. It's through God's strength that we find, God's joy that we find strength to carry on. Because God's joy is in us. Beloveds, God loves us as we love God. God's in awe of us because we are God. We just have to realize it, remember it, and move into that. That is all that Jesus spoke about. That is all that Jesus taught. The disciples couldn't get it, but we're going to get it, right? The disciples still wanted to say, you're the one. And Jesus kept saying, we're the one. This or more ye shall do. That is what the disciples were sent out to learn everything, embody everything, stand firm in that faith, send peace, send hope, send love, send joy, and then tell the people how to do it for themselves. That is what Christmas is all about, is learning how to do that for yourself and for others. Those are the spiritualized gifts of a spiritualized humanity to move forward. Let us just do that and say yes. Let's say yes to doing that. And I will leave you with a word from our co-founder, Myrtle Fillmore. The true love of unity. She says, as you let joy and praise become your daily companions, not companion, plural, companions, both toward yourself and others, you will find everything in your world taking on new appearances. Peace, love, and harmony will reign supreme in your life. Beloveds, as we move forward, not only for this season, through our lives, let us remember the ingredients that allows us to evolve, move forward within the divine idea of which we are. We are the beloved. We are the Christ. Now, let us give birth and move forward with it. And I give you the same affirmation that you will find three times a charm in the world of hope that our beloved Heather said earlier. And let us repeat it again. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I am God's joy. Allow yourself to breathe that in. Again, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I am God's joy. Feel that. I am God's joy. How does that feel to you? I am God's joy, which means that I am also the strength of God. One more time. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I am God's joy. And so it is. Amen. 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 Amen.